Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
The 70s were the decade of the live rock album, with a few concert sets such as Kiss is Alive and Peter Frampton's Frampton Comes Alive. But few were bigger or seemed more unlikely than Cheap Trick Live at Budokan. Originally released in Japan during the fall of 1978, At Budokan existed only because of an unusual arrangement at Columbia Records, the corporate parent of the band's epic home, which allowed the Japanese division to release live recordings of Japanese shows. Known for their beautiful packaging and impeccable sound, Columbia Japan's concert sets were widely bootlegged. In Cheap Trick's case, At Budokan was initially also something of a minor inconvenience. Although they were already deep into their preparations for their next studio album, Dream Police, executives at Columbia noticed the rising tide of import orders and quickly scheduled a U.S. release. The record would quickly become Cheap Trick's first full-fledged hit, even though, as guitarist Rick Nelson later admitted, when we first heard the tapes of the concert, we thought they sounded hideous. The screaming excitement captured on the 10-song LP soon spread, with At Budokan rising to number 4 during its year-long stay on the Billboard chart. Suddenly, Cheap Trick was huge. Of course, extending that moment proved difficult for the band, and by the time the 1980s All Shook Up rolled around, sales were on the wane. The group eventually found its way back to the upper part of the charts with their 1988 platinum-selling Lap of Luxury, but At Budokan remains the commercial peak, which is perhaps just how it should be. Here is Cheap Trick, live at Budokan, with I Want You to Want Me, your KQAK 435 Flashback.